in Romans 12, 21 from last week. It says, not to be defeated by evil, but defeat the evil with good. So how do you defeat evil with good? Well, it might sound like a cliche, but love. Love will defeat evil with good. Now, in this day and age of conflict, it's hard to find two or three that's going to gather in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? The key is to do it with Jesus Christ in the center of our actions. The same thing. So it wasn't just a matter of going in there with a team of people with sledgehammers knocking down and going 12 inches up in the wall. You had to go through and love on them. You had to go through and work with them until they were willing to let go of stuff. And that's hard to do. Thing in the world is the water stands, and if it stands for two or three days, the mold begins to creep up. And so you got to cut that out and stop the mold immediately. And it just broke our heart when you see it. So when you read these scriptures and you see in the scriptures said to love your neighbor as yourself. We're color blind. We do not, race and color does not even enter the picture because they are a neighbor in need. Let's get rid of the actions that belong to darkness and put on the weapons of light. In Romans 12, I talked to you about in Romans 12 about love and the actions of love in Romans 13. And then the contradiction in Matthew 18 that when someone has hurt you or done something wrong to you that you confront them in private. How often do we do that? But sometimes we begin to use social media as an instrument to go and attack someone that's done you wrong. When it comes to a storm like Harvey and a storm like Irma that's going through now, it equalizes everyone, does it not? All of us have one thing in common, that we go through pain. Now, we can close our eyes and say, well, the pain's not gonna affect me. But we're living a dream. It will affect us. So why not work together so that we all can gain in the victories? Learn from what's happened here. What can we do to improve our existence as human beings? So put on love as a weapon of light against hatred, which is a deception from the evil one.